Hey friends, I want to talk to you a little bit about worthiness today. I feel like so many of us get caught up in living these lives for other people because we don't feel like we're worthy of really bringing to fruition everything that we hold on our hearts. Hi, Kleina. My co-host Kleina is here today, okay? If you haven't seen my baby, she is all over my Instagram, and I just freaking love her. So she's joining us. She's here in the room. You're going to hear her bark and try to get all my attention, but I feel like this subject is really important, and so when I get excited about things, she gets excited about things.
Hey, friend. Welcome to the Ready to Rise podcast with your host, me, Audrey Rose. This is the podcast all about taking your life to the next level. Join me on my journey as I create a life that I'm obsessed to wake up for every day. I hope that you are ready to create a life that you really, really love. Are you ready to rise?
Okay, friends, so bear with me. My voice is still just a little bit like, I don't even know the word, stressed maybe? As I'm getting over this cold, my voice is still just not bouncing back like it usually does, which is just crazy to me. I don't know what in the heck happened. But my goodness, it has been a month. And you know what? This month has really made me realize a lot of things about my own worthiness and about how often I put myself down or put myself in a cage or put my thoughts and feelings aside for others. And I started to think, like, why? Like, why do I do that to myself? Why do I feel like that? And you want to know what it is? What I've come to the realization is it really comes down to worthiness. When you grow up feeling unworthy, which I think a lot of us did, because I feel like a lot of our parents didn't really know how to navigate certain things as they were learning, you know, themselves. And just our generation, I feel like, is so much more aware of feelings. And I think back to like my parents and how they couldn't express their feelings. Like I get so mad at them nowadays for, you know, maybe not letting me express myself or not honoring my feelings about something. And I go back and I start thinking about it and it's like, oh yeah, because they weren't allowed to do that. They weren't allowed to express. They were shut down so often. And so I actually had a conversation with my dad about this recently. If you haven't seen, I have to share this with you. So my sister and I were at her house one night, like a week ago, and we're just like talking and talking, and we're talking about this whole Boeing thing, and I'm not going to say it out loud because all my episodes shut down, but you guys, you know what happened to like this whistleblower thing, and somehow that conversation, which was a bit dark about flying, led into us being like, let's go surprise our parents in Arizona. It's an hour-long flight. We'll be fine. So we did. It was so much fun. We literally made this decision at like 10 p.m. on a Saturday night. And then my husband at the time was in India visiting some family. So her fiance like literally jumped into like best family member ever mode, watched both of our dogs, and just took care of, you know, everything, and literally was so on board for us to do this. And we like caught like a 5 a.m. flight or something early. We caught a really early flight the next morning. We got like an hour of sleep each between, you know, packing and buttoning up our homes to like be ready to go and just all of this stuff. And I had to like get all of Kleina's things together so that Mr. Fiance could, you know, help out and like, I don't want to make it hard on him, you know, because it was so nice of him. I had a very beautiful, lovely coworker help me as well. Like it just all worked out so beautifully. And so literally we like, after like an hour of sleep, we land in Arizona, we get there. You have to see the reel I created because I did like a play-by-play like vlog of our whole experience of like the sunrise flight, like boarding the plane, taking the train, getting the rental car, everything. And then we literally like, and I filmed this whole part, of course, we literally like parked, like the way that their streets are, where they stay in Arizona is like, there's no like, parking on the street. Like you're not supposed to, like, it's a very, you know, beautiful. I don't know if it's an HOA thing. I don't know. But we just don't park on the street. But we were like, well, we have to. Like, hopefully nobody tows our car. Like, it was the whole thing. But we had to, like, park there and, like, hide behind a bush and, like, army crawl, like, very carefully, like, over here and, like, sneak up on their backyard. And anyways, we sat on their patio and my mom walked by, like, from the inside. She walked by, like, three times and didn't see us. But it was so fun because I caught her reaction when she finally did. And she was just, like, shocked, like, beyond herself. And then she didn't even get my dad. So he, like, just heard a bunch of, like, voices and, like, came to look. And his reaction is just priceless. He was, like, waxing his truck and literally was like, what is that? And he had just finished waxing his truck. Like, it was just this perfect timing, like, so he could hang out with us for a while. And it was just the cutest thing. Their reactions are adorable. It's on Instagram and my reels. But all of that to say that during that trip, my dad and I spoke about this whole thing, about how he even said, he's like, yeah, like, especially as being a man, but especially in his generation, he was like, no, it just wasn't a thing where we, like, shared these emotions or we shared these kinds of things. We didn't do that. We would just simply kind of brush things under the rug and, you know, kind of carry on without speaking about these things. And so I think that that has done, you know, I'm only speaking just for what I know. I obviously can't speak to your family or what situations you've been in because other families are not the same way. But I do see, as much as I speak with friends, I do see that this is kind of a norm out of that generation. And I can see that ours is trying to, like, flip the script a bit. We're trying to be more intentional with, you know, the things that we say and healing and all of that. So for me, that's a big part of the worthiness journey, was starting to learn that it's okay to speak my mind. And just because it hasn't been modeled for me, it's because it wasn't ever modeled for them. And it wasn't, you know, modeled before that and before that. But it doesn't mean that it's wrong for me to do this. It doesn't mean that it's wrong for me to try to step into my own worthiness. Side note, I just need to let you know that I'm drinking a chai latte with lavender. It's like the new best thing ever. I found out about this during that Arizona trip, by the way. And it's just so freaking good. If you've never had one, you have to try it. But anyways, yeah, this whole month, a lot about worthiness has been coming up for me. So specifically, I got into, we're just going to air it out here because I know that I'm not the only one that goes through these things. Got into a little fight with the sister about just stupid things, right? Like, we couldn't agree on the setting of the heater during this vacation to visit our parents, which is, like, the silliest thing to fight about. But, you know, like, if you have sisters, like, you know how it is, right? Just, it's like a bonding experience. Like, you just have to fight about something. But what was interesting was this worthiness thing came up where I noticed myself after a lot, like, I'm leaving a ton of the story out because it's just not the time or the place to share it. But after this whole thing happened, I found myself just crying in the room and just isolating myself from everyone and crying. And I just started to think about it really clearly. And I was like, this action is going to be one of the things on my end, my part that I had, to ruin this trip. I mean, this was, like, the coolest trip. Like, we just came. We surprised the parents. Like, they're so freaking pumped. They're so excited. All of these cool things. But instead of all of that, I was completely shut down because I felt unworthy. I felt really upset that this kind of whole thing happened and that I felt like I couldn't express myself. I felt like I wasn't being heard. I felt like I wasn't being seen. And again, this was, like, the silliest thing. And at 33 years old, I know you're not supposed to, like, want your parents to, like, understand your side of the story and all of that. However, it's a human response. And so I was, like, in this room just crying my eyes out, just bawling. I'm not even kidding. And I was just thinking about that. I was like, why am I so upset right now? Why am I feeling so down? And I started shaming myself a lot because I was like, this isn't cool. Why are you at this age? I'm actually 34 on April 1st, which is in, like, 6 days at the time of this recording. But I was like, why are you feeling so upset? Why are you letting this get to you just so much? And why, you know, why? Versus, like, you could be out there, you could brush it under the rug, you could be out there having a good day, all of that stuff. But I started to think about it more clearly, and I was like, you know what? I don't think it's the fact that I want my parents to like take my side or like hash out this argument. Honestly, it's just the fact that I'm not feeling worthy right now because I'm not being seen, because I'm not being heard. It's not that I want them to hear me so that they can decide whose side to choose or who to tell, you know, off, but it was more so like, I just wanted my side to be heard. I just wanted somebody, oh, I'm getting emotional right now. I just wanted somebody to come over and just say, hey, wow, why are you crying? Why are you hiding in your room? Why are you so upset? And as I say that out loud, it's like the version of me who's this age, who's come this far in her healing journey, who's, you know, done so much to heal and support herself. She has shame coming up because it's like, you shouldn't be there. You shouldn't be needing that. But guess what? That inner child, that four-year-old, that's mine is she's four. She's stuck. She's a four-year-old who is stuck. And she's done a lot of work to get through it, but she still hasn't grown up. And so that inner child version at 4 years old who's in there, she just wants somebody to see her, to hug her, to hold her hand, and tell her, it's okay. You are worthy of having your voice heard. You are worthy of being seen. And so the old me, prior to this whole healing journey, the old me, 5 years ago me, she absolutely would have found a flight home. She would have like just left my, you know, family. She would have probably left my sister there. I'm just like no shame, and I'm telling it how it is. But she would have done so many of these kind of very negative things to just ruin everything. I totally would have. I was thinking about it. Of course, I'm like, oh, I should just get a flight home. Like, this is stupid. All over the dumbest fight ever. But this is all to say, like, the reason I'm sharing this, because this is such a human, It's such a human experience to have something like this happen where you're so upset, where something really just knocks you off your feet, and a little tiny thing such as the, you know, temperature on a thermostat can cause you to, like, leave a beautiful vacation, fly home early, leave your sister high and dry by taking the rental car, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I mean, thank God I didn't. But like, I'm just saying that, yeah, like those kinds of things, like that totally could have happened because we are humans and we do have human responses because we're emotional beings. So I'm glad all of the healing that I've done really helped me to stop and take a pause and be like, well, what's really happening? Am I really upset that my parents didn't like intervene in this fight and kind of just stop something, you know? No. Am I really upset that my sister said some very upsetting things? Probably, but like that's not really the reason. And getting deep and just being like, what is the real reason? What is the real reason of why I'm so upset? What's going on? It's just, again, because that little girl inside, she just wanted to be heard. She just wanted to feel valued. She wanted to feel worthy, and she didn't feel heard. She felt kind of, she just felt ignored in a way. So fast forward to just like, I think one of the healing tools that I brought up for myself that really helped me through the situation was self-talk. And you know, people say, you know, if you talk to yourself, you're crazy, but you're not. It's absolutely okay to talk to yourself. And it's almost like you're talking to that little girl inside, to that inner child. And it's totally, totally a good way. People also do this by journaling, right? But it's such a good way to help yourself through the situation. Because at that time, I couldn't like see through it. I was seeing everything from this inner child perspective. I was seeing everything through the eyes of a hurt four-year-old. And just because we've done the work doesn't mean that she goes away. It doesn't mean that she doesn't get triggered sometimes. It doesn't mean that she's not there. It just means that we have other ways to kind of cope to try to get us back into reality a little bit quicker and healthier. Not just shoving it under the rug and being like, oh, we're in reality now. No, no, no. We get through it. So self-talk really helped me. I had to really seriously talk all of this out loud to myself. I had to break it down. I had to say, you know, okay, what is the problem at hand? How am I feeling? How can I solve this? And I had to start to talk to her and tell her, like, yes, you obviously have contributed to an argument. Like, but here's the thing. This whole thing is not your fault. The emotions that you're feeling are not your fault. They're left over from all of these past experiences. They're stuck inside of your body. It's the unresolved pain. It's the unresolved just situations that are stuck inside of us that literally in an instant when we're triggered, we go right back into that. The body keeps the score, right? Like we get triggered and we go right back into that physiologic response. It's literally a nervous system reaction. Like this actually happens to us where you just get triggered. You know, that's why people say like, it's, you know, a funny common saying, like you've hit the nerve, you've hit the specific nerve. I mean, it's like so much deeper than that to explain in a scientific level, but there is some truth to that. And you hit that reaction and you just kind of go off and you go back to the way that you have always acted. Because here's the thing, when you have a healing journey, you start to learn different ways to handle things. But until you are back in the situation, handling things the different way that you've now learned, it's not stuck in your body. It's not the new pathway. It's not the new way of doing things. So it's always quicker to revert to the old way we've done things. It's just easier for your brain. It's a well-worn path. It's like literally just the response. So as we learn to heal and learn our new coping strategies, like self-talk was a new one for me, I had to then implement that at that time, right? So the more and more that I am faced with these kinds of experiences, the more that I'm able to implement some self-talk and actually learn how to use that to my advantage. So sitting here talking myself through it, just saying, you know, again, I'm, you know, sorry that you're feeling this way. It's not entirely your fault. It's upsetting, but let's get through this. And just telling her, you know, helping her cope, helping her calm down emotionally and getting her out of that irrational stage of like the fight or flight. Like I'm literally going to hop on a plane. This is ruined and all of that. And just getting into a more, just a calmer space where I could then go and talk things out. So I was able to go talk things out a little bit with the family and just be like, okay, like let's move through this. But like, we're all healing as a family. I don't want to brush something under the rug. I don't want to just pretend like it never happened. As stupid as this argument was, it did happen. It is here. It is true. So let's just talk about this for a minute. And so by doing that, we got to actually talk some things out. And, you know, it was great because at the end of the day, we didn't have to say like somebody's right or somebody's wrong. It was just talking it out, just clearing up the feelings, working through it, and then having a beautiful day, a beautiful end to the vacation. But here's the bottom line. The bottom line was me telling my inner child and telling myself that you are worthy of being seen and being heard. Because if I didn't believe that, I would have continued to hide. I would have continued to pity. Just this self-pity situation where it was like, no one loves me. Like, I'm going to hide. I'm going to hide in my room. And let me tell you, like, we don't always see when these things are happening to us, right? Like, that was a very obvious example because there was a fight involved. There were strong feelings from childhood coming up, just all of that stuff. So it's like easy for that wound to cut deep and it's easy to start feeling like that. But as adults, we go through this a lot where we might not feel worthy of our voice being heard. Just think about something as simple as a staff meeting or being in a boardroom or even in your own family. Just when you feel like maybe you should raise your hand, you should say something, your palms are a little sweaty. You're like, do I talk? Do I not? Do I share my voice? What do I do? And here's the thing. You get to share your voice because so many of you keep sliding into my DMs asking, how do I truly become my highest self? Like, where are the tools? Where do I find this? How do I know which tools apply? And I want to share with you the number one resource that I can offer you. And this is the Rise Retreats. I have literally curated, hand-selected facilitators who are going to help you learn the tools that you need to learn to get you back on the path towards becoming your highest self. And it really does start with loving ourselves.
It really, really does. So many of us don't know where to start. We struggle with this. We struggle with self-love. And let me just tell you, it comes from these tools that you are going to learn from the facilitators who are teaching you all of these things. So I have curated this very specific self-love retreat. This is happening in May 2024 up in the Tahoe area, California. And we're going to be, oh my God, we're going to be enjoying the views, like the snow-capped mountains, all of the things. It's just going to be amazing. It's May 24th through 26th. And yes, of course, seats are limited, my friend. So get yourself in there. It's already halfway sold out, which is crazy because we have so many repeat customers. So I just want you to be able to enjoy this. Just slide into my DMs. That's probably the easiest, or hit up the link in bio. All of this is at Hello Audrey Rose on Instagram, and you do not want to miss this. Trust me, we only do them once to twice a year. They are very limited, very exclusive, so you want to get yourself in there. You already know I love you, and let's freaking do this.
You are worthy of having your voice shared. So the more and more that we get to tell ourselves this, the more that you're in these situations and you show yourself that you know that you're worthy by speaking up, by saying what's on your mind, by letting everybody know that you are going to insert yourself a little bit, okay? Like, it's not a bad thing to do. There are obviously times where maybe we take it overboard. Like, let's not do that. But it is great for you to insert yourself a little bit. It is okay for you to share what's on your mind. It is absolutely okay for you to use your voice because you are so damn worthy of everything that you want to say, of everything that you want to share, everything that you're thinking. I just want to bring it back for a minute because like that was that one big example, right? But it was like, there's so much. There are so many times, like I just said, you know, at home or in a boardroom, whatever, staff meeting, like there are just so many times when I feel like as women, we don't feel like it's okay to speak our minds. We feel like we must be small. And I'm having a problem with that. I really am. I'm so tired. For me personally, I am so damn tired of playing it small. I'm so tired of holding it in. I'm tired of not sharing my voice. And of course, there's a time and a place. But for the most part, the time is now and the place is here. Like, of course, there's going to be little things that maybe you shouldn't say. Like, please don't tell your boss that he looks like disgusting. Or, you know, please don't say certain things that are going to get you fired or lose you friendships. Like, obviously, we have to hold some things in. But I just want you to remember, if there is one takeaway from today's episode, it is just the fact that you are so worthy, and you're worthy in so many ways. And that's going to keep coming out in all of these episodes. As I lead you through a self-love journey, it's going to come out how worthy you are, right? In many ways. But for right now, I just want you to remember that you are absolutely worthy of sharing your voice, of sharing your thoughts, your feelings, your desires, everything. If we don't do it, no one's going to do it for us. You know, when we're young, we're in kindergarten, whatever, it's like I can picture, you know, telling the teacher on so-and-so and hoping that that person is going to stand up for you and like make things right and do like a counseling session. But guess what? Like, it's not always going to be like that anymore. It's our turn to now take it upon ourselves to stand up for ourselves at the right times, right? It's time for us to be able to say what's on our mind. It's time for us to share the things that light us up or the things that we need to chat about, because it's our time and we are absolutely worthy of this. I'm saying this 50 million times. We are worthy of what's on our mind. We are worthy of our thoughts. We are worthy of sharing our voice. So please say it to yourself out loud. Say it every morning if you have to. Put it on a little post-it note up on your mirror in your home. Make it a reminder on your phone. Whatever you need to do to tell yourself you are absolutely worthy of anything that you want to share, of anything that's going on. You're worthy of sharing your voice. I love you. I am so proud of you. And it is time to learn to love yourself. I will see you next week. Actually, I'll see you Sunday because I'm back to doing the Sunday episodes. I'm trying to throw in a little bonus episode, maybe something from another podcast that I've been on, or like a quick healing tool that you can just do on your own, journal prompt, just anything, just a quick episode on Sundays, because I think that just adds a little extra value, and there's nothing wrong with a little extra healing when we can. All right, have a blessed and beautiful week, and you know where to find me. You can always find me in my DMs. I do just have one more spot open right now for one-on-one coaching. So if you want that to be yours or a friend of yours, just send it to whoever it is that needs it. There's no official post or anything. Just DM me to get that spot filled, but I'm sure it's going to go fast. Love you all so much. Talk to you soon.
I'm so happy you got to make it to another amazing episode of the Ready to Rise podcast. Don't hesitate to share this with a friend that needs to hear it. Send it straight to their DMs. Take a screenshot, throw it up in your stories, tag me in it at Hello Audrey Rose. And don't forget, if you leave a written review on the iTunes app, that also helps people find it. So if it resonates with you, help others find it. And I can't wait to hear how much you loved this awesome episode. Have a blessed day.